Okay, folks, well, one of the greatest things about the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival is that it's an opportunity for all of us to hear some of the luminaries and creative juices in our industry. Often also, we get a chance to hear interesting new combinations, and this act gives us a chance to hear both. First, we have Mr. Darryl Scott, who's one of Nashville's most decorated songwriters. And then, does anybody remember a band called the Newgrass Revival? Yeah, well, we have two members of the Newgrass Revival. We have Mr. John Cowan, the voice, one of the great innovators, and Mr. Pat Flynn, guitar player extraordinaire, five-time best acoustic guitar player for Fretz Magazine. Roll it all together, and you get Scott, Cowan, and Flynn. Make them welcome.
Thank you. children came and went. Alpha servants too. Outside in the distance, I cast it ground. Two riders were a perch. Green began to howl.
Give us a little bit of time here, folks. We're just getting the tuners adjusted to the humidity, but it's going to be all right. We're so happy to be here. We'd like to thank Chuck Wentworth and Gray Fox, 30 years. John was here 31 years ago, just waiting for this opportunity. He was early. We're so glad to be with you. I know it's hot out there, but we're going to try to do our best to assuage you. Turn Daryl Scott loose on a tune here, and you'll get the idea as our set goes along that we're just having fun with these songs. We love these songs. We don't get a chance to play them, so we're going to play them together for you today.
All right.
stage and every day I can hear them laugh at me and I can hear them say all the how could she say to me
John used to do this Bill Monroe standard, classic, in the key of B, until he found out that Bill sang it in B. So here's John Cowan in C with My Rose of Old Kentucky. That banjo's difficult out here, isn't it?
Play the banjo, I just hate to tune it.
Do y'all know what a perfect pitch on a banjo is? That's when you hit the dumpster without banging either side.
Okay, hold on, sorry. I had a bluegrass flashback. I'm ready now.
This is just to warn you folks, don't go too far with existentialism. Thank you.
We made our vows to love each other, and I know we always will. She's my rose of old Kentucky. I watch her bloom as years go by, and to me there'll never be another. I love her till the day I die. Yes, in my dreams, well, I see my darling in her golden dress. She looks so sweet, and out on her old Kentucky. And what's more, she's holding me. She's my rose of old Kentucky. I watch her bloom as years go by, and to me they're near. Till the day I die.
Yes, I know. Well, you often wonder, so I'll tell you the reason why. She's my rose of old Kentucky, and I know she'll never lie. She's my rose of old Kentucky. I watch her bloom as years go by, and there may be another. I love her too, the day I die now.
John and Daryl and I were coming up to upstate New York here, and mid-state, upstate, sort of, just trying to think about Grey Fox, all those years that we've been here. For me, it's not been for a while, but we did a lot of years here, and I think in terms of New York and that sort of nexus between what was happening in New York City when Grey Fox started and what the ramifications or the concussions were as they spread up north. So that's how I decided to do this song that I don't know.
You might be an ambassador to England or France. I'd like to gamble, you might like to dance. I'd be the heavyweight champion of the world. Might be a socialite Paris with a long string of pearls, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Oh, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might be the devil, might be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Might be a rock and roller dancing on the stage. Money, drugs at your command, women in a cage. A Dr. Grease Thief. Hey, they may call you doctor, or they may call you chief, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yeah, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might be the devil, might be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Full of spiritual pride. You might be a congressman, hello, taking bribes on the side. You might be rich or poor, you might be blind or lame, might be living in another country under some other name, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Yeah, you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Might be the devil, could be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Dressed in silk, you might be drinking caviar, or might be drinking milk. You might be alone today. You might be sleeping on the street, people. You might be sleeping in a king size bed, but you're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
You're gonna have to serve somebody.
Serve somebody.
Oh, it could be the devil. It could be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. Hey, Johnny, come here. Go ahead. Might be the to serve somebody.
John Cohen and I wrote a couple years ago, and it's on John's new record. And it's a song called Six Red Birds.
What'd you say?
I want to talk a little bit about John and Daryl's records that are out. Johnny's got a CD out right now called New Tattoo. Have you heard about it? Any of you heard about it out there? It's on Pine Castle Records, that's correct.
Did you say White Castle?
It's on White Castle, I'm sorry. You get it with three mini burgers.
12 sliders and a free CD.
But New Tattoo is a great CD, so pick a copy of that up. And as a Grey Fox special this weekend only, if you buy five copies of New Tattoo, Johnny will show you his secret tattoo. So, should get with him on that. It's a picture of Karl Rove, but I won't tell you where it is. Daryl Scott has got a couple of new CDs out, or at least recent, I should say. The Invisible Man is the brand newest one, so have you got a copy of that yet? I know that they're here this weekend somewhere. And also, if you haven't discovered it, he did, Daryl just completed recently a CD with his father, Wayne. And it's the Scott Father and Son record. It's really a tremendous record.
It's actually a Wayne Scott record. It's called This Weary Way, and you should check it out.
And we had a chance to meet Wayne Scott when he sat in with Johnny and Daryl and I, and it was a lot of fun to do some of the great country stuff that he has done over the years. So, I'm covering for the tuning, folks. You know, if we don't get right in about a minute here, I'll start preaching. Daryl, you okay?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Okay, brother.
But in this sacred heart of mine, I know there's life beyond the grave when we leave this world behind. And everything that I believe will vanish right before my eyes. And all the love that I've received will turn earth and sky. No straightening out, no cheating fate. No saints, no sins, no hollow around. Thank you. someday I will understand. Flesh and blood will pass away, and I'll be more than just a man. My life is made of rolling stone, but I wish that a rock come dead. Looking for my spirit's home.
Daryl Scott, John Cowan, Six Redbirds, and the St. Louis Cardinals. Training camp.
squawking and begging me to come back home. And ever since you were a little bitty skirty girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking when you find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line.
Daryl! That's an old Waylon Jennings song. All right, that's for you Waylon Jennings fans out there, or Waylon Jennings. Brutal.
They
places, baby, me and life. And I go back again. I go back again.
I said, Jesus, he gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. I want to end his praises. Jesus gave me water.
He gave me water.
He gave me water.
He gave me water.
He gave me water. And it was not in the well. Well, it was a woman who from Samaria who came to the well to get some water. And then she met a stranger, did his one last towel. Well, that woman dropped her pitcher, her drinking was made richer from the water he gave her. And it was not in the well. Oh,
he gave me water.
Water. Jesus gave me water.
Gave me water.
Jesus gave me water. To see her singing about the man that you gave that woman.
and water, and it was not in the well.
Oh,
Jesus, the water was
life.
Jesus gave the water. Jesus gave the water.
Jesus
gave
the water.
Jesus gave
the water.
Gave the water.
Gave the water.
Gave the water.
Gave the water.
And it was not in the well.
Sing it with us.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Come on now.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Y'all sing it now.
Come on now.
Sing it for Joe Val.
Mr. John Duffy,
amen. Amen.
One time for Jimmy Martin,
amen.
All my brothers,
amen.
And my sister,
amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, there a woman who
loved
to shout,
ooh,
well, there was no room for doubting,
ooh,
that she had been a savior, did his wonders tell. Now every time she doubted, Lord, she'd stop and think about him. The man that gave that woman water, and it was not in the well.
Oh, he gave her water.
He gave
water.
Jesus gave her water.
Jesus gave her
water.
That was John Cowan, the Pips. Thank you. You know, I'll tell you something about these festivals. You know, the musicians can see each other rarely during the summer because, you know, they're all over the place. And so it's a nice get-together with friends that you know professionally. It's also great to see people you haven't seen in a year. It's great to see people you haven't seen in 5 years or 12 years. But I would like to beg your indulgence for just a moment and get a really big warm round of applause for Bela Fleck's mom right down here, folks. And his stepdad, Joe. It's wonderful to see them. And Barbara's been very nice. She said, I was expecting a banjo. All right. What do you got, fellas? Anything I know?
I don't want nobody who won't die for dimes. I don't want no good looking. in the bathtub with the blues.
Time for food. Aw, heck, we're easy.
Hey, we got time for one more. Thank you so much for being so gracious and hanging out with us in the heat. Now, I just got to tell you, it's not a disclaimer, and I'm not ashamed or anything, but I got to do this song for you because John Cowan asked me to, and he promised me that if I did this, that you all would know the middle part. That's all I'm going to say.
You know it.
But don't show John up, okay? Now, I want to do this song for you. I love this tune. If I remember it all, that'll be a blessing. But if you know the middle part, then you'll know where it comes. So help us out. Again, I want to dedicate this to a wonderful New York cat that wrote this song. What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. Even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for turning a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and throwing my face on somebody's newborn lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. Starring you in my sweet dream. Cause baby, you're the one that makes me feel this way. And even time ain't left me by a lot, I couldn't care less about them dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy patrol. Come on, help me. I want the whistling. Yeah. Everybody. Oh, you are the greatest. You can be sure that if you're feeling right, a daydream will last a long into tonight. Tomorrow at breakfast, buddy, you better pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. Daryl Scott. John and Sally. Thank you so much, upstate New York.
Pat Glenn.
Thank you.
Daryl Scott.